Blog Talk Radio. up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, it was good. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. You know, I'm just ready to come into the game, man, to call into the bullpen.
Like Mariano.
Exactly, or Billy Wagner when he was here. He came out with the song, too. But of course, as you can tell, what we're going to lead off with, we're going to talk a little bit about the All-Star game that just passed. Then we're going to talk about, you know, the Mets, how they've been doing this week. Then we're going to shift gears to the Yankees. And, of course, they're going to try to win the rubber game of the series between the Red Sox. And we're going to also talk about WWE, you know, some WWE rumors, some TNA stuff. And, of course, folks, you know the number. That is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know the deal. And you might be quizzed about this at the end of the show. But all seriousness. Let's talk about the All-Star game, man. It was an awesome All-Star game. This was the first time since 1964 with the debut of Shea Stadium that Mets hosted an All-Star game. And basically, you know, Mets did a great job. You know, the organization, basically everything went the Mets way. You know, the home run derby, you know, basically everything, you know, they really showcase, you know, the Citi Field. The only bad thing, of course, is that the National League All-Stars lost 3-0. But other than that, man, it had all the pageantry, you know, it had the makings of, you know, how could possibly, you know, how the, you know, give you a little taste of, you know, what it would be like if Mets were in the World Series, you know.
Right.
They really put on a show. You know, they had, you know, a parade before the game.
Right.
You know, just gave you a little ounce, you know, a little taste of how it'd be like. You got David Wright starting. He went 1-for-3 in the game, and of course, you know, we're gonna talk about at the end of the game. But of course, let's start off as the game did with Matt Harvey. Man, this dude was impressive, man. I mean, He went two innings, struck out 3. He started off a little shaky. You know, he gave up the double to Trout from the Angels, and then of course, you know what happened next. Cano got hit on the knee. You know, Robinson Cano, don't you know?
You gotta move out of the way.
Don't you know you gotta move out of the way, Cano?
He did that on purpose, man. Watch.
No,
then you're gonna get him back for that.
He did not do it on purpose.
Next year.
He did not do it on purpose. After he hit him, he was trying to be in business. You know, he was in business mode. You know, he struck out Cabrera and away he went. But then of course, you know, Cano, he did the smart thing. You know, he didn't want to. You know, it's an All-Star game. He didn't want to. You know, for the injury of the knee, so he left. And while he left, basically, you know, Harvey was apologizing to him, and Cano basically gave him a wink like, you know, he knows, you know, it wasn't on purpose. So basically, you know, Harvey went to 2 innings. He was, you know, he was Harvey basically.
Right.
And, of course, and another thing we should point out, of course, is that in the pregame show, the pregame, you know, when they announced all the NL, you know, all the, basically the NL East teams,
mm-hmm.
and the Cardinals and the Yankees, basically teams that the Mets hate, they basically all got booed except for Mariano Rivera, which, you know, we're going to talk about in a minute or so.
My boy.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about him in a minute or two. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, one person who looked like he didn't want to be there was, of course, Cliff Lee. My goodness, if Lux could kill, everybody in Citi Field would have been dead that day.
Yeah.
Dude, you'd be doing the show by yourself. It'd be a new host.
Even though I knew that when they announced his name in the pregame ceremony, he didn't look like he was too pleased for some reason.
Oh, yeah. And he knew he was going to get booed. I mean, it was funny. It was hilarious. Because everybody else was acknowledged. Everybody, you know, the Braves, the Marlins, the Cano. Obviously, Rivera got cheered. But Cano got booed. Basically, everybody on the Cardinals, Molina. Beltran didn't get booed. But, you know, they showed him his props because, you know, he had a great career with the Mets, except unfortunately, the Mets didn't win the World Series that year, and of course, his most memorable stuff, out of all the great stuff he did in a Met uniform, he's always going to be remembered, you know, by his current teammate Wainwright striking him out looking, but you know he had a great career. It was good. The Mets fans showed him some love, you know.
Yeah.
And Cliff Lee, man, I mean, that was hilarious. I mean, you know, I know this sounds weird, but I give Cliff Lee some credit. I mean, I would prefer him to be like everybody else and, you know, not to take it seriously, but I appreciate he wasn't faking it. You know, he don't like us. We don't like him. So I respect that he was honest. He didn't have to front.
Yeah.
You know, he was business. You know, and it was funny. It was funny seeing him. He was like businessman, but then when he got to the mound, you know, he was kind of wild. I think he only gave one run, but you know, he looked like he wanted to go home. It was like, why was I voted for the All-Star game? Dude, don't you have like 11 wins? You know, this year.
I know.
Act like you belong there, man.
The American League was ready to play, man. They were ready to win that game.
Plus, yeah, man. I gotta give them credit, you know.
Yep.
And of course, switching to Mariano, you know, of course, he gave him a pre-game prep speech, and as you could clearly see, the American League team, they were ready to play, man. You know, they beat Corbin from the D-backs.
Mhm. Yep.
And of course, the AL and the what was I gonna say? The All-Star MVP is of course your boy Mariano Rivera.
Yep.
And
it's well deserved.
Well deserved, man. And you know they made it a magical night. I mean, obviously, as a Met fan and a fan of the National League, you know I don't like the ending, but other than that, I mean, it was a magical day at Citi Field.
Yeah, came out of the bullpen to enter Sandman and a standing ovation from players and fans. It was
well
a great sight to see.
Well deserved.
Yep.
And you got credit to the Mets, you know. Mets, you know, they played his music. You know, they didn't beat around the bush and play some generic music for him. You know, they gave him his respect. And, you know, they played his music, and that made it even more magical.
I agree.
And of course, you know, he had a 1-2-3 eight inning and got the standing ovation, like you said, from his teammates his opposition and of course the fans, the Mets fans, the Yankee fans, everybody who was at Citi Field. And as we said, well deserved.
Yep, definitely.
And I guess let's talk about the Yankees. They split the series. So far, they split the series with Red Sox. Yankees lost the first game. I think it was 5-2, and then you won today 5-2 also or something like that. Can't remember.
Friday we lost. We lost 4-2. Red Sox Pettit got the loss. He gave up some early home runs, so couldn't recover from that. Offense couldn't really do anything against the Red Sox, and they ended up winning 4-2. And yesterday, we played an afternoon game on Fox. Kuroda pitched six great innings, only allowed one run, two runs, I think. And we scored, Cano had two RBIs. We scored five runs, and the Yankees ended up winning that game 5-2. And the highlight of that game was Chris Stewart, caught a pop fly in the stands and then managed to fire it to second base.
Yeah.
He completed double play by cutting down Daniel Nava. and that was a great play because
trying to go to second.
Yeah, he almost fell into the stands as he caught the pop up. Then he managed to throw the ball, bounce it to second base, and you know Daniel Nava was called out after they caught him down. But that was a highlight. That might be the highlight of the season. I've never seen
him
play like
that.
It
was a great play, and that was one of the three great plays you guys had that game yesterday. Your team threw out like two guys at the plate.
Yeah, Vernon Wells had one where he threw out Nava. Well, Nava seems to be in these plays. He's trying to score from second. I think he was trying to score from first to second, and Vernon Wells ended up cutting him down, throwing him out. So
you know why he's doing that? He wanted to get a $200 million contract just like practically everybody else on your team.
Got it. But
hey,
yeah,
you can't
those two plays were great.
But
it was a great game. It was a good game for the Yankees. Good win yesterday.
Yep. And Corona, the MVP of the Yankees.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah, they're our best pitcher this year.
Yep. And you know, one quick note. Mariano was the first reliever to win the All Star Game MVP, and also win a World Series MVP.
Yep.
In the past, so congratulations to him.
I hope, I always wanted him to win a regular season MVP, but hey, maybe it could happen this final season. Who knows?
You know what? I think it's gonna happen this year.
Yeah,
but then again. But then again, Chris Davis is doing his thing, and Miguel Cabrera. I mean, you know, he's trying to win back to back triple crown and MVP. I mean,
yeah.
So that's a tough order. It looks like as of right now, it's going to most likely be Cabrera or Davis.
Yeah, I agree.
But you never know. I mean, you never know. I would say he'd be in the running. I'd say top five.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. And switching back to the Mets, the aforementioned Matt Harvey, he had a dominant performance today. He pitched seven innings, allowed three runs, struck out 10. This is like I think he became like the first Met pitcher in a season to strike out 10 plus batters, not giving up a walk. And I guess pitched seven innings or so. I forgot how many times in the season. So apparently he's the first Met pitcher to do that. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, apparently he did it more than anybody else so far.
Yeah.
In the season. And what else happened? Mets they were playing against the Phillies. This season, of course, they won today by the final score of 5-0. Atchison pitched the two innings in relief, struck out two, allowed a run. So, one more thing about today's game. Wright and Marlon Byrd, who I think is the Mets MVP of this year, he hit his 17th home run, and he's knocked in like practically almost 60 RBIs this season thus far.
Oh,
so I think this guy's the unsung hero and the Met MVP of this year, even though Wright is obviously having a very good year himself as well.
Right.
But
right.
I'd say definitely he's the MVP of the Mets this year so far.
Right.
And Lagares also hit a three-run home run in the fourth to basically seal the game. And Cliff Lee, the aforementioned Cliff Lee, who wasn't happy to be at Citi Field, he wasn't happy to be at Citi Field today, too. He got his butt kicked. All those runs were charged to Cliff Lee. And let's see. Yesterday, Wheeler, he pitched, he had a very strange game yesterday. I mean, he had a lead multiple times. He had like a 4-2 lead. He was one out away from getting the win, but you know, he just kept walking people, allowing people on base, and they took him out. So he was one out away for qualifying for the win. But instead, what's his name again? German or Herman, however you pronounce his name. He's a guy who just pitched for the Mets. He's a rookie pitcher. He came in relief. He pitched like, I'd say about, you know, almost two innings, and he got his first major league win with the Mets. So congratulations for him. And he beat Cole Hamill. And Friday night, man. The Phillies were leading 11-0 on the Mets. Jeremy Hefner, who's been the best pitcher in baseball since June 4th, he had a horrible start. I think he only went, two or three innings or so? And he gave up like 7 runs or so, and then the bullpen gave up, I don't know, 8 or 9 more runs than he did. I lost count. Maybe seven to nine runs, extra runs that they gave up. And afterwards,
I think they scored like 11 runs that night, right? 11.
They had the Phillies had 11-0 lead. The final score was 13-8. So Mets started to, you know, score a little bit in the sixth inning. I think Wright might have hit a 2-run home run, I think, in the ninth, I think. So
right.
Basically, Wright has homered, you know, these last two games. And, what am I talking about? He homered Friday and then he homered today. So that's not back-to-back games, my fault. But in any case, Mets have been playing a lot better. You know, before the All-Star break, and they continue. They win 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, and hopefully Mets can keep this going.
Yeah, you know, it's a Mets, you know, right now they're just playing to be. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Obviously, you have to be at least 500 before you can even get to the conversation of at least trying to win a wild card but Mets would have to go on a 69-73 type run for them to make the playoffs. And
they got to finish the season out strong, you know?
Exactly. They definitely have to. Absolutely. They're playing for pride and for the name in front of the jersey.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, some of these guys will come up, you know, in the season, like Montero, who's, a great pitcher in the Mets farm system, down in AAA, and some of these other guys they have. Hopefully they'll live up to the hype.
Right.
And another note before I switch over is Bobby Parnell. He's been pitching great as well. Bobby Parnell, he gave up his he retired the first two outs yesterday, but then there was an error, which would have been the last out. He would have had a 1-2-3 inning. Well, unfortunately, there was an error. So then basically Chase Utley, he hits a 2-run home run off Parnell, which was his first home run since August 1st. So he almost spent a whole year, a full calendar year, without giving up a home run.
Wow. Impressive.
But unfortunately, Chase Utley prevented him from having a official year of that happening. But yeah, Parnell's another guy who's definitely turning the Mets season around, even though they're sub 500.
Yeah.
As of right now. And of course, we know the Nets. They officially introduce, the two of the big three of the former big three, two of the big three of Celtics. Of course,
they're Brooklyn Celtics now.
Yeah, they're the Brooklyn Celtics now. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett are now in Brooklyn, and you know, basically, Nets, you know, they're trying to steal the back page.
Yeah, but we got Metta World Peace.
Yes, you stole the words right out of my mouth. Now we have world peace. So
yep.
We got that enforcer. We desperately need it against the Pacers in the series. So bring it on, Brooklyn. Bring it on, Pacers. And bring it on, everybody else who wants to try to win the Atlantic Division.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. He's going to be like the Charles Oakley, slapping people around and punch people in their stomachs.
Oh, yeah. But one person who's not pleased, which I respect, he's given his opinion, is Schumpert. So far, he's not satisfied with the offseason moves.
Yeah, we need to find a way to get Kenyon Martin and Nate Robinson maybe.
Yeah, I think we need to do that for sure. I don't know if they're gonna
money.
I don't know if we have, because we don't have much money to spend.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There was a rumor, basically. Well, basically, there's a rumor that that Dolan wanted to trade Schumpert because he didn't want to play in the summer league.
That's stupid.
I totally agree with you. I mean, Schumpert don't need to prove himself in the summer league anymore. I mean, this guy's been injury prone. Just save him for the regular season.
Yeah.
Apparently, they want him to play point guard. To work on his point guard skills. But I mean, come on, trade the guy. I mean, this guy's arguably our best defender.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, he was out, and he's still a sophomore. It's not like he's like a third or fourth year guy. So
yeah,
generally, summer league, they have rookies and sophomores have to play.
Yeah,
so I get where Dolan's coming. I get where Dolan's coming from. So
yeah, I do understand that too. I mean, because hey. He learned point guard skills. That's only going to make him better. But to trade the guy? I mean, come on.
I think you're bluffing. You'd never do that.
I hope not. I really hope not.
We have a caller on the line. You want to take it?
Sure. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello, caller. Would you like to speak? Don't be shy.
Caller,
there's only Sports Urban Legend, the show, and only on Block Talk Radio. Feel free to chime in, and of course, I guess we'll until the caller we fix this technical difficulty.
Okay.
We'll talk about a little WWE right now.
Okay.
It's official. Daniel Bryan is gonna fight John Cena, and hopefully. Randy Orton. What was I gonna say? Daniel Bryan will defeat Cena.
Yeah, that's what the fans wanted. The fans
that's what
wanted
I want
to see that.
Have you heard the rumor?
It's gonna be a good match.
Oh, it should be a great match, especially if Cena taps out. But I don't know if you heard the rumor. Basically, Cena's gonna lose to Daniel Bryan, and then Orton's gonna cash in on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I hope Daniel Bryan just walks out, period, as the champion. But, hey, as long as Cena doesn't have the title anymore,
I'll
be fine with that.
It's possible. Caller, what do you feel about it? Is the caller still there?
Oh, hello, you guys.
Hey, what's
Hi.
Up? What's going on? What's your thoughts on Daniel Bryan fighting against Cena for the championship, the WWE championship at SummerSlam?
Oh, I want Daniel Bryan to beat Cena.
I agree with that. Have you heard of the rumor that I was just mentioning that?
No,
I
didn't
that,
hear you guys before that much before.
Oh.
Go, say it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll repeat what I said. There's a rumor that Cena will lose to Daniel Bryan. And then Orton will crash in the Money in the Bank on Daniel Bryan to win the WWE Championship.
Wow. So Bryan will only hold it for a few seconds?
Yeah, basically. Or a few minutes or so.
That sucks.
That
would suck.
I'd let him win the title. I don't think he ever won the title yet.
I know he hasn't won the WWE title, but he has won the
he's won the tag team.
Yes, and he's won the World Heavyweight Championship 2 years ago. when he cashed in the Money in the Bank. I think it was against Orton too. I think, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it against Orton?
Why do they call it Money in the Bank? Why don't they just put the money in the bank? Why do they have to carry a suitcase?
Because it's like basically, other than Cena, you know, basically when you win Money in the Bank, when you win the opportunity and you cash it in, you usually win the title.
You're the first contender, right?
You're the number one. You're basically the number one contender. You have one shot to be the number one contender, and you can cash it in. But you have to do it in that one opportunity. If you don't make it, you blow it.
Yeah.
How would you guys feel when they open it up inside of the suitcase, like it's Deal or No Deal or something? It's Monopoly money.
maybe that's why they never open it.
Here's a plug for McDonald's. Monopoly game is going on from now until August 26th.
I think there's a WWE contract in there, right? Isn't it?
It could be. I don't know. But another rumor that Stone Cold is going to come out of retirement finally, but it's not against CM Punk as we all expect it to be. Apparently, this rumor is that he's gonna fight.
He's gonna be against Triple H.
Again.
No, I mean, that again.
It's like 2001. I mean, I only want to see the upper tier legends like Stone Cold, Rock fight against people they've never fought before. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stone Cold and CM Punk.
Like the Rock and the Rock and CM Punk.
That's what I wanted to see too, but. They just fought each other twice at Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber. That was one of my dream matches also, but that happened a few months ago.
Right.
But yeah, I want to see Stone Cold fight against Punk, Brock Lesnar, which he should have fought years ago.
Beat CM Punk, right?
Rock beat CM Punk twice.
Right.
That's how he won the title.
Paving the way for him to go back to the movies, of course. he loses just at the right time.
Yep. I guess we're all in agreement that even though it still could be a good match, but I don't know if it's going to be a great match as it was like in the Attitude Era, because they have a lot of restrictions.
Yeah, man, it's done already. I want to see CM Punk Stone Cold.
Honestly, CM Punk Stone Cold number one, and then I want to see.
Because they both look like they both look like they're country boys or whatever. No, I'm not Jeff Coulter, right?
even though CM Punk is from Chicago, but it would be a great match. Let me see. Oh yeah, TNA Chris Sabin, he won the TNA championship. He defeated Bully Ray, formerly known as Bubba Ray, for the TNA championship. So congratulations to him. This is the second time in a row.
Thanks, you guys. The music is on.
All right. Thank you as always, caller.
Thanks, caller.
All right.
And of course, if you remember, see you later.
Later.
And of course, you remember Bobby Roode lost to Austin Aries at the same event, Destination X. So, congratulations to Chris Sabin. Tomorrow on Raw. So basically, I want to thank you, Mac, and our caller.